just take us through your last, take us through yesterday.
A little bit hectic, obviously. I think I got the call. I got the news around like 12 or 1 o'clock. And from there, it's just a bit of a scramble to get some things ready. Caught a 7 o'clock flight, and here we are.
First reaction when you heard you've been claimed by Winnipeg?
It's exciting. Yeah. I mean, at first, you don't know how the process is going to go. And then when you find out you got claimed, especially by a team like Winnipeg, I think it's just excitement. That's one word I use. It's just, you know, looking forward to getting started here.
What makes this a good team to be going to?
Well, they're a team that's been in contention the last couple of years. And, you know, you can't say enough about that. Great place to play. It was always fun playing in that building. And, you know, I've only heard really good things about the guys in the room and the staff. So I'm excited to be a part of it.
You take a look at today, obviously. I know you won't go tonight here against Dallas. But what have you learned from the coaching staff? And I know Paul said you're going to watch the game tonight with one of the coaches.
Yeah, just a couple little adjustments. You're kind of familiar with some of the guys, having played them over the course of a couple years here. But at the same time, just, you know, try to blend into the systems, get comfortable with that, and then be ready to go in when you're in.
You're most comfortable at center?
Yeah, but I think this year, you know, throughout the start of the year, I kind of bounce around from center and wing, so kind of ready for anything.
How did you characterize that time in Toronto?
It was good. I don't have anything bad to say about it. You know, a great organization. Didn't get off to the start that we wanted, obviously, when we were there. That led to a couple changes, but, you know, at the same time, I, you know, wish nothing but the best for those guys.
What about last year? Take us through that, you know, going overseas, and was that a first experience for you?
Yeah, that was a first for me. Obviously, you know, a different experience, a good experience, bit of a culture change for me, but, you know, at the same time, I think you're able to sort of go through years like that and build off it, and, you know, headed into this year, I was happy to be back on the side.
What was the rationale for going over? Like, how did that sort of come about?
Just nothing really came to fruition in the summer, so, you know, at that point, you sort of weigh your options, and I think everyone goes over with the goal of wanting to come back, and I was able to do that.
Give us a good case story if you have one, because everybody's kind of got
I don't think we tell too many of those, but I think most of the ones you hear are probably pretty resounding.
Andrew Combs said he's kind of familiar with your brother, but is there anybody in the room that you kind of knew before you came here?
No, not really, but at the same time, it's nice to know guys that have played here that reached out and just had good things to say about the guys in the room, so looking forward to that.
You played with Chipazov last year? Is it Chipazov on the team?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he's with the Mantle Moose right now.
Oh, okay.
He's with this organization. What kind of, did you ever play alongside him at all?
Yeah, I played with him a little bit when I was over there on the same line on the occasion. You know, he's a big, strong, you know, power forward, and I haven't obviously been able to see him play over here, so we'll look forward to see how that goes.
There's been language with him. I mean, it didn't sound like there was any English there. How did you muster through some of that?
I mean, you have your five imports on the team. Victor Kozlov was the assistant coach there, so that helped actually a lot. Kind of him being able to walk you through some certain things. And I had a cool man was on my team as well. So there's, you know, if you have guys like that, it makes it a little easier, because other than that, you're kind of out in the wind. You don't really know what's going on.
What do you bring to this team? How would you describe what you can bring?
I'm just hoping to play my game. You know, I think if you look at this team, they've been really successful over the last, you know, couple number of years, and they've had a core group that's done really well. And I'm just hoping to bring, you know, hopefully a good, strong 200-foot game, be able to contribute on both ends of the ice, and just be ready to go when my number's called.
Well-traveled probably described your career pretty well. What's that been like?
Just ready for anything, you know, at this point. You know, I'd say yesterday was actually wasn't too bad, so.
You just do it.
Yeah, you know, don't take anything for granted.
Anything to the number 21?
No, I'll take it. Doesn't really matter to me.